If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
I see Mike Belsky's on the phone line. He's the executive director at the Center for Municipal Finance at the Harris Public Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. All of that to say, hello, Mike. How are you? You're on WGN.
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I have just a few minutes. I know you were you're the former mayor of Highland Park. Is that right?
That's correct.
So you know the very local government, and you also think about big government issues. We just asked for your opinion on the president says he has total authority over what the states do, rolling the economy back out. Governors beg to differ. What's the wisdom from you on that subject?
Well, I think, you know, the 10th Amendment basically says power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or not prohibited to it by the states or reserved for the states. So I think governors really have the discretion as to whether, you know, people will be back out in their states and active in public facilities, as do mayors in most states. I mean, the states have to enable that, but in, for example, in Illinois, City of Chicago has home rule, so the mayor of Chicago has authority with emergency powers.
So is it sort of reverse order then, right? The president can say, I want businesses to open up, but it's really more important what the governor says. And then since Chicago is home rule, Lori Lightfoot could trump all of that. Is that correct?
That's correct, unless the legislature voted at the 3/5 majority vote, they could suspend home rule, but that's not likely to happen.
But the federal government does have sweeping powers over states. For instance, we have a federal highway system that imposes a speed limit. I'm just trying to think of other instances where they insert themselves into states' businesses. How much authority does a president have?
Well, those are, interstate highway system, is completely different than the local economy of a state. I would think, certainly, he has the powers to, take United States government facilities located in, for example, the city of Chicago and put people back to work. But he really doesn't have the authority to tell the governors when people in the state can go back to work.
He has a bully pulpit anyway, huh?
Right.
But then what does... And sometimes that's a powerful tool, particularly since some of these governors do want the favor of the president, so maybe they'll heed his advice. But I wonder what leg the president does think he is standing on then. On what authority would he be asserting that the states have to open up the economy?
I think the states created the federal government, and I believe the governors are going to do what's in the best interest of the people of their states, if it's public safety or if it's public health or if it's the economy. And I think the president's just mistaken that, the president's not a king. The president was empowered by the Constitution that was created by the colonies and ultimately the states.
I guess that's the short answer to the question, but is it that simple to you? Is it resolute that whatever Donald Trump wants to happen to the economy, and I understand that impulse, but it'll be J.B. Pritzker's decision to make. That's pretty clear cut to you?
Yes. Yes.
Mike, it's nice to talk to you. We'll visit again at greater length down the road. He studies public policy over at the University of Chicago. Mike Belsky, the executive director at the Center for Municipal Finance. Thanks for your time today, Mike. We appreciate your thoughts.
Okay, anytime. Thanks.
You bet. 11:57 on WGN. Let's do the news. I'll be back with the Wintrust Business Lunch. Do you have questions about your auto insurance and what's happening with those premiums? We'll start there on WGN.